Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible during this Advent season. Luke chapter 1, verse 57 through 60. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son, and her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all wondered. And immediately his mouth opened and his tongue loosed. And he spoke, blessing God. And fear came upon all the neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of God was with him." The news was unbelievable. The angel Gabriel told Zechariah he was going to be a father, a dream the old priest had put to death long ago. As a sign of the angel's authority, Zechariah was rendered speechless for the duration of the pregnancy. When Zechariah's wife Elizabeth gave birth, his friends and family celebrated with her, and they expected the child to be named after someone in the family. That was the tradition. They were surprised when she said his name is to be called John. They appealed to Zechariah, who wrote on a tablet, "His name is John." And then Zechariah's speech was restored. He began to praise God. Not everyone knew about Gabriel's visit to Zechariah regarding the birth of John the Baptist, the one who would prepare the way for Jesus. But the manner of his birth to his parents well past childbearing age and Zechariah's recovered speech left them filled with wonder or filled with awe. They knew the child was destined for a special assignment, for the hand of God was on him. Father, because of your grace, every person is destined for a special assignment. Because of Jesus, your hand is always with us. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, parents, remind your children that when a person trusts in Jesus, they are what we call safe, with two S's, significant, secure, accepted, forgiven, empowered. Remind them that God has a special assignment for them. Again, significant, secure, accepted, forgiven, empowered, saved with two S's. Discuss what they think that special assignment might be. And while this conversation is personal, we'd love to hear about the things you learned as you discuss this with your child or with your children. Share your stories with us at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.